All right, the NCAA tournament begins on Thursday, forgetting about the first four games. We understand how that goes. So you want to make some money and not just, well, we'll add some bracket stuff too, because everybody, whether you're a basketball fan or not, fills out the brackets. But as far as the real gambling goes, from BrandonLang.com, he is Brandon Lang. What's happening?
Favorite week of the year. It's my drug, man, this week right here. And being in Vegas, living in Vegas, haven't been there, done that. Stop into a casino, just spend a couple hours, sit at the bar and watch the range of emotions. I say bucket list. If you've never done it, you got to do it. It's for anybody who's a sports fan, first 4 days of the NCAA tournament in Vegas, must do for any male human being who loves college basketball.
Yeah, because the games start at 9 a.m. and people are lining up to make bets as early as 6 a.m. to get a good seat at some of these casinos. Obviously, lots of people want to, know whether they should, make the future bet of taking a team, the odds to go all the way. Duke, obviously, the favorite. So the question we always ask on the air, would you rather take Duke or take the field? I don't know if that bet's out there, but what would you recommend in that scenario?
Field. One and done's haven't won an NCAA championship since Antonio Davis and Duke. That's it. And I think he even played 2 years. So it's hard to do. Secondly, Duke is in the 300s as far as three-point field goal percentage. No team's ever won the national championship that shoots the three that bad. Thirdly, Michigan State beats them. You guys know my affiliation with Michigan State. Matt McQuaid played high school basketball at Midland High with his dad, Rob, and I inducted Rob in the Midland High School Hall of Fame along with Coach Hersey 3 years ago, met Matt. We had an epic game of horse at Midland High School gym. I had him on the ropes. I had HORS. Matt had HORS. I hit a bank three, called it. He winks at me, makes it, game over. Tough way to lose. There's something texting with Rob after the Michigan game. There's something magical about this team from a chemistry standpoint. This is probably the best chemistry he's ever had since the Flintstones, probably. And they defend. They defend like no Michigan State team. And probably a blessing in disguise with Ward getting hurt and putting Tillman in the starting lineup. And now with Tillman and Goins, they're a beast on the block. And Matt's starting to score, which makes them a very dangerous team. I like the way they match up with Duke. I got them beating Duke in the Elite Eight and going to the Final Four, and I got them meeting North Carolina in the final. And I'm a live and die with Sparty, guys. I just think there's something to beat Michigan three times, to have Izzo say to them in the pregame meal Sunday, we don't have to play this game if you guys don't want to. We're banged up. We're injured. If you guys want to take the game off, we'll take it off. I won't hold it against you. And they looked at him and said, nah. Let's play it. And they go out and win the way they did. There's something magical about this team. And I'm not saying it because I'm a homer. I'm not saying it. I just think pound for pound, there's something magical about this team.
I worry about them whether they have enough offense. But they're definitely tough enough to win. And the depth, obviously Langford out. And now Arns probably won't play. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. It would be great. Since you brought them up, let's start as far as the line on the game when they take their first game on Thursday against Bradley, a team that many people feel shouldn't even be there. But they won their conference tournament, so that's why they're there.
Yeah, this one thing about Michigan State is they lock teams down for stretches, and they go on their little 10-0 run. Next thing you know, it's a 20-point game. What has me staying away from this game from a point spread standpoint is Tom's got to watch the minutes on these kids, especially with the Louisville or Minnesota waiting for them around two days later. So with that being said, they could be up 23. Tom might pull the starters. And you have a backdoor situation with a line that big. So like Ohio State, 14 late against Ohio State, laying that, 11 number, and Ohio State got inside the number. So to me, I would stay away from that 19 number with Michigan State. They win, I don't know, backdoor situation with the number.
133 is the over-under. That seems about right, actually.
Yeah, it does. But I think if you lay that 19, I think you go over the posted total. I think Michigan State can hit 80 on them. Then you're only needing 60-55 from Bradley. So, listen, if Matt McQuaid scores like he did, and the amazing thing about that game against Michigan is Matt finally got it that they've been telling him for 4 years.
Shoot the ball!
Shoot, Matt. We don't care if you go 1-for-9. Just shoot, because what happens is this. I should come on air and tell you the actual Matt McQuaid recruiting story, because he had committed to SMU to play for Larry Brown, and Izzo was scouting another player in the summer, and a point guard, on the other AAU team that Matt was playing, and Matt hit like 10 threes, and Izzo said, wait a minute, forget the point guard, who's the white kid? And found out in the gym that he was commit to SMU, and Tom went to Rob and said, listen, if you change your mind, I want him. This is one of my assistant coaches coming to you. I want him. So you change your mind. They went home. They talked about it. And Matt decommitted from SMU and took his recruiting visit to Michigan. And when he hung out with Draymond Green on that Friday night, and his Escalade was all over.
Draymond will do that to people. All right. Yep. Speaking of the other team in the state, Michigan, against Montana, a rematch of last year's first game.
Yeah.
The line is, 16.5, it looks like to me? 15.5,
Better Montana team, but Michigan just has a habit of blowing out teams that go through droughts of scoring. I took Montana plus the points last year and had egg on my face. I've learned I'm not doing that again. If I play that game, I'll play Michigan. I think they get by Nevada. I think they potentially get by Texas Tech. I don't think Michigan can beat Gonzaga. I just don't. I like John, and I like what he's done with this team, but I think Gonzaga is a whole different beast for them, and I think that's where it ends for Michigan.
I don't know if they have enough scoring to even beat Nevada. They shoot from the outside is so inconsistent now.
Yep, and that's the Achilles heel. And that's, if you take out Booth, if you shut him down, the lack of scoring. They'll need Watson to score. He can't hit an outside shot. He's got the little runner in the lane, little hook shot, but the kid just can't shoot from the outside. Great point guard, but I think I agree with you. I think they fall short.
Now, I have a theory on the first round games, and I don't know if it's right or not. It just seems, and I haven't done the research, which is stupid. It's why I lose. But I might actually do it this year when I'm out there, like $20 a game or whatever like that. Except for the 1-16 matchup, take the underdog in every other game and take the under in all the games, and I think you'll end up ahead. Is that crazy?
No, I like that, because I'm a dog player in this tournament, and there's value in the dog. And I think they've researched it the last 10 years. If you've played every dog in the first two rounds religiously, you're up money. So at the end of the day, I like that. I like that. I think last year in the first round with the 32 games, I think the dogs went, I want to say 17-15 or 18-15-1 with a push or something right around there. So you would have won money.
And what about the under? Because it seems the games, there are a couple blowouts, but it seems, teams get tight, they hold on to the ball a lot, and and Vegas knows people love the over, so you bet the under and you're better off, I think.
Don't know about that one, but since you brought it up and you're from Michigan, I will research that and watch that. And next year when we do that show, when you say that, I will have the exact answer for you, my friend. I will make you a genius with the total players.
In the first round, is there any game out there that you like better than any others?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oregon over Wisconsin. I just think what I saw with Oregon, I went to the Saturday night game against Arizona State, and I turned around and went to the final game on Saturday against Washington, and fourth game in 4 days, and they looked like they were just showing up for practice. It was unbelievable how well they played, and I just think that Wisconsin's in trouble. Northeastern plus the points over Kansas, I think Bill Self is done, and I mean that in two ways. One, they've lost in this situation before in the first round, and secondly, my sources tell me he's done at Kansas. He's walking away. He's had enough with everything going on and his program.
I've heard that too, and I heard even a weirder rumor that when it's
he's
time for
take the job of Chicago Bulls.
No, San Antonio Spurs when Pop decides to hang it up.
Ah, okay. Well,
because him and RC
NBA too. Yep.
Because him and RC Buford are really good friends.
Yep. So Northeastern plus the eight. I love them right there. Also, as I looked at the bracket, Belmont tonight, minus 3.5. Cincinnati, I like a little bit to get it done. And last but not least, the other game that I like that I just think from a matchup standpoint, keep an eye on Wolford over Seton Hall. Seton Hall had a great run, but I think there's something special about this Wolford team. And listen, Vegas thinks so too with that line being three.
All right, final thing, and this could be the most bizarre one that I'm going to give you, and it's only because I've been out there and have watched it happen, and now for the first time they are a two seed and are probably pissed off. I have no idea what the line is yet, but the Lady Huskies of Connecticut in round one, they are going to just – if the line's 45, they're winning by 60. I have no idea what it is. Do you even look into women's hoops at all?
I agree with you. I watched that last night and saw they were a two seed. And I if you even know anything about Gino, he's a vindictive son of a gun, just ask Pat Summitt. I don't think it would be 40. I'm thinking somewhere in the 30 range. You'll be out here. I know you'll bet it because you're a sick man.
Yes.
You are a sick man.
And I bet Australian horse racing when I get there because it's the only thing that they have on the screens when I get there.
I got Michigan State winning it all, beating North Carolina in the final. My final four is I have Oregon going to the final four, beating Virginia in the Sweet 16 as my first number one seed to go. And I think the two number one seeds that get there are going to be North Carolina and Gonzaga.
All right. Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com. Thanks as always.
Got it. Thank you, brother.